Question 17. Today, again, Christ calls us out on our tendency to fall asleep on him. His words are simple, but make for sort of a punch in the gut, if you will. His question's a reminder of how challenging it is to be fully alive and present to him always. And yet, why wouldn't we want to do that lest we die? He calls us to come to him, listen to his words, and act on them. A real three-step process that we need to be living every day. Today, I do follow his question promptly with the exact verses that follow in Scripture because they're so powerful. And when we listen to them as a metaphor for allowing our life in Christ to be the very grace and foundation that can allow us to build better bodies on the rock of his love and salvific power, we can't help but want to make better choices for our bodies. These very instruments by which we worship and glorify God. And in the dictionary, health is a noun, but I think we need to live it as a verb and act on it. And I completely understand that health issues arise for many different reasons and many out of our control, some not. And none of us are getting out of this life without suffering through the body. But I do think we should always be tending to the foundational elements of what makes a human thrive. And I suppose if you don't know what those are, then maybe we should talk sometime. But for now, I'll leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 6, verse 46 and beyond. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Again, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a person building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed.